10:15 here in the Lehigh Valley. Not a night to remember for the Iron Pigs. The Scranton Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders defeat them 8-1 tonight out in Moosic, Pennsylvania. And with that victory, it assures that Scranton will end the first half of the season in first place in the International League North. Welcome to the postgame show, everybody. This is your recap for July the 8th, 2017. I'm Sam Mines with you here in the studio. Not a whole lot of highlights. Never going to be a lot when the Pigs fall in a game like this one, 8-1. There was one Pigs highlight, really. It was the Andrew Pullen home run, and that's about that. In the first inning in this one, and I think we can get right into the action tonight. In the top of the first inning, we had a rain delay. I think it was about 45 minutes, a second straight rain delay. Last night, it worked to our advantage. Tonight, not so much. Not so much for the Iron Pigs tonight. Well, Pedro Florimon led off with a strikeout. But J.P. Crawford and Jorge Alfaro walked back-to-back. And the Pigs had Brady Lael on the ropes very early on. And when you got a guy on the ropes, you got to be able to finish him off. Runners in scoring position. Less than two outs. This is going to be a theme tonight. Pigs couldn't get it done. Cousins hitting into a fielder's choice. And Hector Gomez flew out. Bottom of the first inning, Mason Williams singles, but Donovan Solano hit into a 6-4-3 double play. Matt Holliday, down on a rehab assignment, struck out. So we move ahead to the top of the second inning, where Andrew Pullen led it off.
Pitch on lines went deep to right field. There, this thing's gone. That ball is gone. Forget about it on the first pitch of the inning. It's Pullen hitting a line drive right down the stripe, and it's 1-0 Lehigh Valley.
And then after that, Osmel Aguila singled, and then Harold Martinez singled. But this is where the Pigs are going to start to get themselves in trouble. Remember, runners in scoring position, less than two outs. Halas Rodriguez sacks him over. Okay, runners on second and third, one out. Pedro Florimon strikes out. J.P. Crawford flies out, ends the top of the second inning. Pigs get just the one run. Wasted opportunities in each of the first two innings. And that would be exactly what Brady Lael needed, to be let off the hook twice, because after that he was able to settle right back in. As we move to the bottom of the second inning, the Pigs' lead would not last for all that long. Billy McKinney would get to second base on a leadoff base hit plus E7. Miguel Andujar would then walk, and we talked about it. Pigs could not hit with runners in first and second in less than two outs. Immediately, Jake Cave and the Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders, well, they do.
Right field line. Fair, this ball's trouble. It is fair. It's going to drop down and roll to the left or the right field corner. One run is in. That is McKinney. And they're going to hold up the go-ahead runner, Andujar, at third. But Jake Cave against the left-handed Cesar Ramos doubles to the wall in right field. And it's a 1-1 game. And the Rail Riders have him second and third and still nobody out here in the inning.
Immediately, the score was 1-1. And then Cito Culver, well, Pigs couldn't knock in the sack fly earlier in the inning. Cito Culver was able to take care of business in the bottom half.
Runners lead off, pitchers swung on and ripped in the air, left field deep. Aguila's back at the track, makes the catch at the wall. Tagging from third and scoring is Andujar. Going from second to third ahead of a throw easily is Cave. And Culver missed his fourth home run against Lehigh Valley by maybe 2 feet.
Pigs would get out of this, though, as Cesar Ramos would get. He would get Wilkin Castillo to ground out to Hector Gomez. Jonathan Diaz would walk, but he would have Mason Williams ground out to Pedro Florimon. And that would end the bottom of the second inning. In the top of the third, the Pigs went 1-2-3, pop up, backwards K, forwards K, Alfaro, Cousins, Gomez. Bottom of the third inning, things continued to get worse for the Iron Pigs. It started with a Donovan Solanos ground out to first baseman Harold Martinez, but Matt Holliday singled. Billy McKinney struck out, but Miguel Andujar broke the Pigs' hearts with a two-out, two-run home run.
Chicago White Sox, and he swings here. Andujar drills one out, deep left field. Aguila back at the track, at the wall. Forget about it. It's out of here. A two-run bomb by Miguel Andujar, and the Rail Riders go up 4-1 here in the bottom of the third inning.
Jake Cave, who had a monster day, would then walk following the home run. He would steal second, but Cito Culver struck out, and that ended the bottom of the third. In the top of the fourth, the Pigs went down 1-2-3. I told you that Brady Lale got himself into a rhythm. He would only go the four innings, but after that single by Harold Martinez, the next... Now I have to do math. I don't know how well I'm going to be able to do that much, but let's see. 3-6-9 would go down at the hands of Brady Lale after that, and that would include the 1-2-3 in the top of the fourth inning. In the bottom of the fourth, though, the Rail Riders would go down as well. 1-2-3. Wilkin Castillo would ground out to Hector Gomez. Jonathan Diaz struck out swinging, and Mason Williams lined out. Now, in the top of the fifth inning, Pedro Fornemont struck out looking, but J.P. Crawford finally reached base. Actually, Harris Rodriguez led off the inning with a ground out to Donovan Solano. Then the Fornemont strikeout, but then Crawford reached on a walk, but he would be unable to move up as Alfaro struck out swinging. We move ahead to the bottom of the fifth inning. Donovan Solano and Matt Holliday back-to-back would ground out to Hector Gomez. Billy McKinney hit a two-out single, but Miguel Andujar would line out, and that would end the bottom of the fifth inning. Into the top of the sixth, well, Pigs would once again have a chance in this one. Dylan Cousins walked to let off the inning, but then Hector Gomez hit into a fielder's choice, which put him on first. Then Andrew Pullen hit into a fielder's choice, erasing Gomez. Two outs, one on Osmel Aguila would pop up. Bottom of the sixth, the Rail Riders would take advantage of the Pigs' inability to get a run across, and immediately they would tack on another one as Jake Cave stepped to the plate.
And the pitch is swung on and lifted in the air, deep right field. Ferret's gone, Cousins back, and that ball is gone. Forget about it.
Well, Jake Cave, having himself a night, hits a home run. It's now 5-1 Rail Riders. After that, Cito Culver struck out. Wilkin Castillo flew out. Jonathan Diaz got hit by a pitch. Mason Williams singled, but Donovan Solano would ground out to end the sixth inning. Into the top of the seventh, the Pigs would get a two-out single from Pedro Florimon, but nothing else would do. In the bottom of the seventh inning, the Rail Riders would put this one away for good. Matt Holliday singled, Billy McKinney singled, Miguel Andujar struck out looking, but then Jake Cave stepped to the plate once more.
Two on, it'll be another 1-2, swung on and hit a mile high, left center field deep. Back goes the center fielder Rodriguez at the track, at the wall, it's out of here! Another home run for Cave!
Jake Cave, what a day for him. He had the RBI double in the second inning, a walk and a stolen base in the third, a home run in the sixth, and then a three-run home run in the seventh. Cito Culver would then ground out to shortstop. After that, Wilkin Castillo would fly out. That would end the seventh. In the top of the eighth, the Pigs would go 1-2-3 striking out. Alfaro swinging, Cousins swinging, Hector Gomez looking. Bottom of the eighth inning, Jonathan Diaz struck out swinging. Mason Williams flew out, and Donovan Solano struck out swinging. And then Tyler Jones would finish it off in the top of the ninth inning. He got Andrew Pullen to ground out to Cito Culver. He struck out Osmel Aguila swinging, and then Harold Martinez as well.
The windup, the 1-2 pitch, and a swing and a miss. Chased the breaking ball away. Jones gets a strikeout, retires the last seven he faces tonight. And the Rail Riders go back up a game and a half over the Pigs by winning game two of this series by the final of 8-1.
Not the result the Pigs would have wanted tonight out in Scranton, but the good news is they get a chance to still win a series tomorrow night, or tomorrow afternoon, I should say, in Moosic. With a win, they will take 2 out of 3. Tomorrow, and they could only be half a game out. So tomorrow is a big one for the Pigs. Tonight, Lehigh Valley, 1 run on 4 hits and 1 error. Scranton, 8 runs on 11 hits and no errors. For the Piggies, 0-for-4 with runners in scoring position, leaving 7 on base. For the Rail Riders, 2-for-7. They left 6 on base. Cesar Ramos gets the loss. He's 4-and-4. He went 4 innings, giving up 5 hits, 4 runs, all earned, 3 walks, 4 strikeouts. Pat Venditti went 1-and-2-thirds, giving up 3 hits, an earned run, he struck out 1. Michael Marriott went 1 1/3, giving up 3 hits, 3 runs, and he struck out 1. And Colton Murray went 1 inning, striking out 2. For the Rail Riders, Brady Lale gets a no decision despite his 4 innings of work, which were pretty darn good after the first couple of innings in which the Pigs kind of let him off the hook. Three hits, one run. It was earned. Two walks and four strikeouts. Nick Rumbelo gets the win. He's now 2-0. Two and two-thirds innings. Two walks, three strikeouts. And Tyler Jones goes 2 1/3, one hit, five strikeouts. Time of the game in this one, 2 hours and 45 minutes out in front of 10,000 at PNC Field. We also had a 45-minute delay before first pitch was thrown. Once again, the final score tonight, the Scranton Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders 8 and the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs